You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And working our way through hour number two of the Computer Corner here. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Taylor Colburn, and Chad Pyle.
Pyle!
The author, the producer, the
executive producer.
The executive producer of the newsletter, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And the fine information you find posted at our website, courtesy of Mr. Chad Pyle.
And more important than all that, the guy that answers the call when you dial in at 602-277-5827.
And of course, a reminder that the Computer Corner is brought to you every week by our fine friends over at Gold Circuit Incorporated. They are the place to go if you've got old technology that needs to be recycled properly, especially if you have sensitive data on hard drives. They will make sure that it is military-grade erased, pulverized, destroyed. Those bits and bytes and zeros and ones will be gone.
They do data removal, data destruction, e-waste removal, asset recovery. They do recycling. They do asset management. I don't know what some of those things are, but if you need those things.
And they have an EPA license, so they know how to do it properly.
Yeah, they do it very properly.
Yeah, they don't just throw it in a pile out in the middle of the desert.
No, they throw it in their 83,000 square foot warehouse, and then they take it apart and
pulverize it.
Get it to the right places to make sure it doesn't end up in landfills. And they do all that stuff for businesses all over the country, and you can get a hold of them at 480-829-0404 or, of course, online at goldcircuit.com.
They're the best. All right. We're talking about end-user license agreements and why is Chad? Where's Chad? Chad, shouldn't you be doing Geek Speak and Download of the Week?
Yeah, he'll make his way on in here while we're talking about the end-user license agreements, and we've talked a little bit about how evil these things can be and how much trouble you can get yourself into. But that's all we've done so far is told you about the problem and told you how frustrating it is and told you that you should read those things, but realistically we know you're not.
You're not ever gonna. So just saying, guys, you have to read those end-user license agreements. It's not going to help anything because, I don't know about you, unless you're pretty versed in the jargons of the legal lexicon, whatever the heck
pretty
that means.
Pretty versed in the jargons of the legal lexicon.
See, that's kind of what those EULAs sound like, right?
Yeah.
If you know legal speak, you can decipher what all that actually means, then you might actually be able to read through a EULA in 20 or 30 minutes and figure out, maybe I don't want to install this, but since that's not realistic, we got our man Chad Pyle that's got a couple of things that might help you out.
What Chad's going to do is he's going to read an entire EULA to us right now.
Right.
Which we thought would make for great, great, great entertainment.
It's only 30 pages of single text, so it shouldn't take long.
Awesome.
It should be done by the end of the hour.
Is it single space, double space?
Hey, wait! I got an idea. Instead of doing that, let's do something else.
Well, that means it's time for our Geek Speak of the Week. If you're tired of those geeks and nerds talking down to you because they use words and terms that you don't know, well, we're here to help you. We're here to dispel the myth
and to battle the geeks,
deflate those.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is fitting. For our topic, it's called shrink wrap contract.
Shrink wrap contract.
And I know I didn't know what this was before I started doing research.
I'm thinking as quick as I can. Shrink wrap contract.
Mm.
No, not coming to me.
It's all about what we're talking about today, which is license agreements and other terms and conditions of a contractual nature, which can only be read and accepted by consumer after opening the product.
Oh, I love those stickers that say, "If you break this seal." You agree to all the terms,
right?
And the terms are found inside of the package after you install the software.
Or you buy a copy of Microsoft Windows, and you install it, and then you get the license contract. It's just...
After you install
crazy.
It.
Crazy. Shrink wrap.
Well, but there are actual, and I don't see it as much anymore, but the software used to come in these white envelopes that had like this tons of text all over it that said, you know, you agree to all these things before you open it. And if you break the seal, you're agreeing to this.
Yeah. Okay, because I read those too.
Yeah.
At least those were a little more manageable than that 36-page single-spaced in eight point font.
But I like it better when they say by breaking the seal you're agreeing to the terms inside of this package.
Well, you should check out some of the resources on the website because it's amazing at some of the stuff they put in these contracts.
What website?
DataDoctors.com/radio.
Oh,
look at that.
Sorry, I guess I should probably
/radio.
Wow.
But you forfeit some of the most fundamental rights as a U.S. citizen.
How about
to use some of the software?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Probably at least one of those you're forfeiting.
My right to bear arms. Do I forfeit that?
How about armed bears?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So that's what the shrink wrap contract.
Yeah. Or
so
agreement. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Also known as web wrap, click wrap. And browse wrap.
Browse wrap.
Huh.
So we have a slight suggestion for those that would like a little help reading these or determining, is there something that I wouldn't be comfortable with in this particular agreement that I'm about to agree with?
Ooh, I know. Hire an attorney. Every time.
Okay. So since that's not feasible.
A speed reader.
Speed reader attorney. Yeah.
A digital attorney. We could probably.
An auctioneer?
Hey, bada, swing, bada.
They talk fast. Maybe they read fast.
I might have a solution.
Do you have something for our fair listeners?
I might. It's called Eulalizer.
Eulalizer.
And it's free. It's a free program.
Oh,
so
now.
Read the Eula.
I'm tearing
before
up.
Before you install it. It's a Eulalizer. If you download a lot of stuff on the internet, especially if you're downloading freeware, programs.
Wait,
that
first,
you're not
first
paying for.
Stop.
Yeah, stop. Okay. Stop doing that. But if you can't help yourself,
well, this is a freeware program you might want to install.
Okay,
it's called Eulalizer, and it basically will go through and it'll analyze an end user license agreement that you're about to install. So you can tell Eulalizer, okay, read this 30-page document. And pull out all the relevant information out of it and tell me about anything that could potentially be forfeiting fundamental rights of my freedom.
Tell me if there's anything scary in here.
Exactly.
Pretty much. And it's a free program, but you need to read the Eula before you install Eulalizer.
Right.
Just to make it safe. Because they probably put some trick thing in there just to see.
By agreeing to this, you're agreeing to have camels come homestead in your house.
Right. And you'll have to wear a purple hat for the rest of your life. What are you laughing at, Taylor? It's not even that funny. All right, so check that out at datadoctors.com. You can just simply click on the radio show section, or if you wanted to use the /radio, you can get to all this information, including the download of the week. Of course, if you are an avid subscriber to our weekly newsletter, you already have this available to you.
Because you get it sooner than anyone.
Because you're smarter than the other guys.
And people sometimes say, well, where can I subscribe? At that same page.
Right.
Anywhere around datadoctors.com, you'll find subscribe links all over the place to make it easy for you.
If you're not sure what we're talking about, you can actually look at what we send out before you subscribe to it as well. So just think of it as the other white meat. Back to the phone, shall we?
We should, and we shall, and we have Leo, who's been patiently holding. Leo, welcome to the Computer Corner.
You have some something to add to the discussion about license agreements?
Of course, yes. I use a couple of very nice, very big programs that have quite extensive end-user license agreements, but they're about as free as you can possibly get. So why should I be? Why would I need to be concerned about these programs, the end-user license agreements?
A lot of, understand, we're talking in generalities. So the specific programs you're referring to, I'm not going to speak to because I don't know what they are, but I will tell you in general.
Okay, these are like called open office.
Okay, no. But what we're trying to do is help people protect themselves. We service computers all day long. The number one thing we see when customers come in is that they're just loaded up with junk. And this junk comes in the way of, well, I installed these smiley face icons for my email, and I didn't realize I was getting all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because this ability to determine what's good and what's not is not something we've seen our customers able to really exercise that ability, we have to make sure everybody understands if it's free, you have to ask. Now, you're talking about very different product. You're talking about something that's referred to as the open source community, and that's a completely different deal. So if that's what you're asking about, things like OpenOffice, things that are specifically out there that are put out there in what's called an open source environment, I wouldn't be worried about.
What we said was the closer to free something is, the more you ought to beware and read the license agreement carefully. But that doesn't mean that's not the same as that everything that's free
is bad. Yeah. And we're not even saying don't install it. You may look at the EULA and go, well, okay, I'm willing to take this risk, or I'm okay with them installing a program that tracks everything I do and sends up a pop-up ad whenever I go to a car page. You know, I mean, those are the kinds of things. I'm okay with you sharing my information, my internet connection, my this, that, and the other. I mean, there are programs actually that where you're agreeing to let them install a program that uses your internet connection when you're not.
As long as you're okay. Cool with that, we're cool with it too. We just want you to be informed about what you're doing.
Yeah. Just you know, be aware that those kinds, anything can happen in these end user license agreements. And the more, you know, it's these, well, why are these companies doing this? It's real clear why the companies that are the folks that are creating the programs you're talking about, why they're doing it. Their motives are very clear. It's a drive in the open source to, you know, these are the people that want to give people an alternative to the Microsoft empire. That's cool. But Okay. Free smiley face icons for your email, not cool.
Because with that, you get a bunch of junk that you didn't know unless you read that end-user license agreement and you understood it.
These guys that want to get access to your computer have figured out that the more free stuff they offer, the more information, the more access to your stuff that you don't even know that you're giving up, they can get.
And that's priceless to them.
Yes. Yes. Unwitting users, priceless. Does that make sense?
Yes, you answered my question.
Yeah, by the way, since you're talking about OpenOffice, let's explain what that is to those that don't know what OpenOffice is.
You want me to explain that?
Sure. I mean, you like it and installed it, so let's hear your reason why you did.
Well, first of all, I did not want to, this is nothing against Microsoft personally, it's just that I didn't want to have to, on every machine that I bought, have to spend a couple of hundred or more dollars to get a decent
word processor and
word
spreadsheet
processor, yeah. And database. I didn't want to have to go through all that. So I found out about OpenOffice because it used to be called StarOffice at one time before.
Yes.
I found out about those guys, and lo and behold, I guess over the last past, I'd say 4 years that I've been following them, they've come up with a fantastic product that seems to be, I would say, on par, at least, or very, very close to what Microsoft has to offer. And it's from what I've seen, I've actually tried to find where the gotchas are there, because I can't. It's kind of hard to believe that people are giving away something like that.
the gotchas come in when if you're an inexperienced user, if you're somebody that needs help and you need support, you don't have that with OpenOffice other than the open source community. Versus Microsoft, you have a phone number you can call, you have a website. There's people that, because you're paying for software, you're paying for somebody to be there to help. If you have problems and questions getting it installed.
Or the other thing is, more likely the people you just know casually that you go, hey, do you know how to do this in Microsoft Word? They're going to say, yeah, here's how you do it. Do you know how to do this in OpenOffice? They're going, open what? So, I mean, it depends on who the user is. And that's really the point. If you're a hardcore Microsoft Office user, you will run into situations where there's not the same functionality or compatibility with certain files and certain types of programs. But it's real rare. And I agree with you. It's a pretty phenomenal program. And anybody out there, similar situation, you got a lot of computers, you don't want to be a pirate, arr, which I applaud, think about OpenOffice. And we'll actually put that in our follow-up newsletter. So that here's a way for you to have all these powerful these productivity tools without having to spend, actually up to, it's like, what, $800 for the full Office Pro now? Per machine.
For a single license, right?
Yeah. So that's I'm glad you brought that up, Leo. I think more people, we've talked about it in the past, but we just need to keep reminding people. That's what the whole open source community is. And understand, it was created as a way to kind of battle Microsoft, and then the people out there that would like to enhance that have all kicked in. So it's like this community that keeps creating new things and new up features and new support for OpenOffice. So it's a real cool thing.
Thanks for the call, Leo.
Do understand. It's like anything else on the internet. Consider the source. OpenOffice, you can do a lot of research and figure out, okay, these are legitimate folks. They're doing this in a way. You get an email that says, hey, check it out. You get this free. You get an iPod mini, a Ferrari, two homes, and
a Charlie Brown CD.
A Charlie Brown CD. All you got to do is click here and install this program. I mean, hello? Is anybody home? McFly? That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying, isn't it?
We're going to take a quick timeout, read the end user license agreement for the operating system we're using. We suggest you do the same. And when we come back, more of your calls and your questions. It's Ken, Brandon, Chad, and Taylor. It's the Computer Corner right here, continuing on News Radio 620 KJR.